You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Aiden Trevison.
And I'm Hannah Darty.
And you're listening to You've Got Issues.
Hey guys, welcome back.
How is everyone doing?
It's a dreary, depressing, and cold Sunday, but that's okay. We're still happy to be here. How was your week?
My week was good. Very, very busy week. Another busy week coming up, but very fun weekend, and I'm excited to get this week moving and hopefully getting a lot of work done. How about you, Han?
It was good. So this week was kind of weird because we did have a snow day.
Oh, right.
There was a big storm, and the school was shut down, but of course some classes were still in session, which I think is a little ridiculous, but whatever. And I actually heard one professor the day before he knew the snowstorm was coming, and he lives about an hour away from Lafayette. The day before, he packed a cot in his car, brought it, and then slept in his office so
Wait,
he could
what professor
hold
was this?
Class.
Who is this?
I forgot his name.
Do you know what subject?
No.
Wait, that's insane.
Yeah, how crazy. That is what we call dedication. And according to students in his class, he did it to show what a winner looks like. And a winner looks like someone who always shows up.
Oh, my gosh.
But for others, there was no class. I actually found out I had class from another student, but my professor didn't email me, and most of the professors that held class emailed their students, but I didn't miss anything, so that's fine. And I had a really fun day.
Yeah, no, what's weird about Lafayette is that the college is actually shut down for the day on Thursday, but it was up to the professors to decide if they want a class. So thankfully I only had one class on Thursday and it did get canceled. So, I did have a snow day, even though I still had a lot of work to do. I literally can't believe it, Hannah. Like, there's so much work already and it's 3 or 4 weeks in.
I know.
What is this, the fourth week now?
We're going into the fourth week.
Yeah.
Okay, and another weird thing at Lafayette, there was an electrical fire that led to flooding and temporary housing. It was in the dorm room or hall called Roof Hall, and basically what happened was in the girls' bathroom, there was some random electric issue. It was caused by a malfunction in a fluorescent light fixture, which usually it's an extreme unusual occurrence, and that led to the sprinklers in the rooms going off and flooding the rooms. So then people had to move out and have been reassigned.
Wait, didn't they sleep that night in the dining hall?
They were definitely temporarily moved there, but I don't think they slept there.
Okay.
They were just moved to different dorms. So that's what's wacky and weird this week at Lafayette.
There's actually another fire last week too, Han. By the apartment buildings, the Fishers, a person's microwave caught on fire and then they threw it in a dumpster.
Oh, I saw that.
And it just like made the entire dumpster caught on fire.
Yeah, why would they throw it into the dumpster?
I have no idea.
So odd.
Very odd.
Okay, so now on to some politics. So have you heard about the whole Ivanka Trump, her fashion line being dropped by Nordstrom, now Sears, and a few other companies?
A little bit about it.
Okay, so the department stores, many of them are no longer supporting her, and that has something to partly to do with drops in sales. But now there has been drama connected to it because Kellyanne Conway, the top advisor to President Trump, basically endorsed Ivanka's line on Fox News, which is an issue with the law because endorsements of any product, service, or enterprise, or for the private gain of friends, relatives, or persons with whom the employee is affiliated with, in a non-governmental capacity is illegal to do by public employees.
Oh, wow.
And then with that, Trump basically said, I still support her. And Kellyanne Conway apologized. And she was, you know, given, she was counseled on it, according to Spicer, who's the White House press secretary, but he wouldn't go further into what that meant. And now SNL, of course, made a skit about it of Melissa McCartney, who's been playing Spicer on the show, made up this whole thing of also endorsing Ivanka's line. And with this, Ivanka basically just says, it's America. What's great about this country is everyone has the freedom to do what they want. So she took kind of the high road on it. However, Trump made a tweet saying that basically she's been totally treated wrong. So that's the drama with Ivanka Trump and her fashion line. And it basically shows still that although the Trump administration said that business, their family businesses would not be mixed with his presidency, it's already happening.
Honestly, this is going to be the next 4 years with their family. Like, everyone's going to find something to mess with them with, mm-hmm. in my opinion.
I agree.
But this is only stage one of many other stages.
So, in other news, last Sunday, as we discussed, the Super Bowl happened. Lady Gaga put on an amazing performance. Of course, I first talk about Lady Gaga because I'm not a big football fan. What did you think of it?
I loved it. Yeah. The game was great. The game in the beginning was awful because the Falcons were winning by so much. But then I actually turned it off and I wasn't watching. And then I was walking back to my dorm and then everyone told me to turn it back on because Same. They tied the game, the Patriots. So
insane.
Literally a crazy game, but it was the biggest comeback in Super Bowl history.
Yep. So. And the Patriots ended up winning, of course, and that makes Tom Brady have the most Super Bowl wins for a quarterback, which was big.
Yeah, it's five, and I think, now.
Him and Giselle, did you see her when the game was happening?
Yeah.
Brady's wife, Giselle, was going crazy. I mean, obviously, she's beautiful, and, like, their relationship just seems like goals to me. I'm like, wow, okay, beautiful people, beautiful children, so successful, and they're both so successful, and honestly, I'm a little jealous, but whatever. Now, tonight is another big Sunday because the Grammys are happening, and the host for this year is James Corden, and there are many performers, including Adele, Katy Perry, The Weeknd, Chance the Rapper, Carrie Underwood, John Legend, and Keith Urban, and also Lady Gaga. So she's having a big week. And that's a pretty wide range of singers, from country to rap to pop.
If you look at the nominations, it's crazy. There's so many albums and song of the years. Like, I'm able to pick it out in, like, my opinion, and then kind of call it and say who I think's going to win. But a lot of the albums and a lot of the songs this year are really good. So I think it's going to be really interesting to see who comes out on top.
Yeah. And I mean, on top of that, there's some drama right now between Beyonce and Adele, because although Beyonce has 9 nominations, which is the greatest amount of nominations out of all the other singers, she faces Adele in a few of the big categories, such as Record of the Year, Song of the Year, and Album of the Year. And as we all know, Adele and Beyonce are super successful.
Yeah.
And amazing.
I think the Album of the Year, it's like Justin Bieber, Adele, John Legend, and Ariana Grande. Like, all very famous, really good people.
Yeah. And, you know, James Corden, I find so funny. He's the guy that does karaoke singing in the cars. And now he has his own show, which is the late night show, I think. Sorry. Yeah, I think the late night. And he's just so funny. And, you know, he is basically taking over LL Cool J, who has had the gig for the last 5 years. Which, I mean, I don't find LL Cool J that funny. Have you ever seen him?
No, I haven't.
His hosting, it's not very good, to be honest. So I'm excited for James Corden to come in, and I can't wait to watch that tonight. How about you?
I'm very excited.
My little singer, Aiden.
Honestly, the Grammys are my favorite out of like the Oscars and the Tony Awards. Like, the Grammys are the most interesting to me. Plus, the performances are great.
So entertaining.
Everyone wants to watch that. It's like a mini concert on TV.
I agree.
With all these singers. I'm very excited.
So, more celebrity news. A guy proposed to his girlfriend in front of Celine Dion. Did you see the pictures on Facebook?
I have not heard of this yet.
Okay, so this is like, I gotta say, all over social media, so I don't know where you've been.
Yeah, what?
But basically, a couple from Las Vegas, Nick and Austin, went to go see her for a meet and greet, and they had 30 seconds to talk to her. And he hooked this up because, A, his girlfriend at the time loved Celine Dion, and his old trainer is her manager. So he was able to get this connection, and then he proposed in front of her.
Oh, my God. But Celine obviously didn't know what was happening.
No, none of the women knew. So they were extremely surprised, and Celine Dion's face, if you can look this up,
was
total shock. And she was so happy, and she hoped that that the couple had a great marriage like she did with her husband, who unfortunately died just recently.
Yeah, I knew that. Oh, that's so cute, though.
I know.
Wow.
That's a good proposal. I mean, if you love this singer, you know, she grew up on listening to Celine with her mom, so it's, like, very special and thoughtful, I thought.
Agreed.
So, in other news, Valentine's Day is coming up in 2 days. Two-day countdown to get it together, people, and make it a special day for your loved one. So we talked about this last week. I figured out I'm just going to dinner, and you're watching, you're FaceTiming.
Yeah, I think we're just going to FaceTime. I'm actually going to dinner with one of my friends here that's also in a long-distance relationship, and Meg. You can't see her boyfriend, so we're going out to dinner together.
That's so funny.
As each other's dates, which is going to be fun.
Yeah. I know. Honestly, did you make a reservation? Because trying to get one was pretty hard.
I think Meg did. You're going to Cork, right?
Yeah. I'm going to Cork in Bethlehem. It's like a steakhouse. It seems really yummy. And the vibe is like kind of clubby, cool. So I'm excited.
Good.
But, so Vogue posted an article giving advice from florists of what they wished men knew when buying flowers. So some of the biggest advice they gave was that just because you have a certain preference, that doesn't mean that the woman will have the same preference. And I agree, because I would not trust many men on choosing flowers. I'd rather just them listen to the florist. Also, a fresh modern bouquet paired with a thoughtful note is all you need. You don't need a big cheesy arrangement. This is one of the advice points that I agreed with the most, because I hate like so many colors and flowers. Like, I just prefer a bouquet with just like peonies or roses.
Agreed.
And as simple as that.
Agreed.
Also, to not buy flowers just on special occasions. I like that one. It's always nice to just get a little, what are they called? A little bouquet.
Yeah.
Also, for college kids, when giving flowers, get a vase, because most people don't just have a vase on hand.
Honestly, if you use a water bottle, it works too.
If you use a water bottle.
Last time I took a plastic water bottle and I cut the top of it, and then there's already water in it, and you just cut off the cap and like the top part.
You are so eco-friendly.
Don't get a plant.
Do not get a plant. We've gone over this in our past shows. There is a difference between a bouquet of flowers
and a plant. If there's dirt in it, don't get it.
What else? Okay, moving on. So I have some fashion news to go over. So Tommy Hilfiger and Gigi Hadid did their collaboration line.
I love Tommy Hilfiger.
Mm-hmm. Of their spring, and they brought it to Venice Beach. And it was kind of like a Victoria's Secret fashion show, but done by Tommy Hilfiger. Because it was all of the same models, Gigi Hadid, Bella, Kendall Jenner, all the big ones. They got into a giant plane like Victoria's Secret does with all like the matching jackets, and they flew to California, and they had this amazing show, and it was like a lot of American themed of the Tommy Hilfiger logo kind of redone in different ways, and denim and American colors. There were definitely some celebrities there, including Lady Gaga again. She's just, I mean, I feel like
she's on the rise because she hasn't released an album or done anything acting, well, besides American Horror Story, but she hasn't done anything or released an album in years, like 4 years. So now, I mean, she
disappeared, and now she's like everywhere. And Kris Jenner and Kaia Gerber. And everyone looked amazing, of course. And then at the after party, Fergie performed. So, I mean, to be there, I wish.
It's a big deal.
It looked so fun. And, yeah, I'm jealous. Again. So then Diane von Furstenberg, she's a personal favorite of mine, designer-wise. I like her clothing line, and I think she is just so elegant and mature in her, I mean, she's older, obviously, but she has such a grace to her, and I find it inspiring, so I wanted to bring this up, and this is 9 beauty rules every woman should know before she turns 30 that she gave out. So here are some of them. Wear sunscreen.
Big one.
Big one. I need to wear some more sunscreen. During the summer, I'm like, I just want a tan.
Honestly, just use a lower SPF. Like, that's what I do.
I hear you need at least 30.
I use, like, 20. There's, like, 25 or 30. Use one of those. And if you, like, reapply it every, like, 2 to 3 hours instead of every hour, like, you still get a tan, but you don't get burnt.
Yeah, I like that. Another one I liked was leave your hair alone, because I am a huge, like, as soon as I'm out of the shower, I blow dry my hair. I make it, like, dry because I hate having wet hair, but I just feel like I'm also ruining my hair. And so I wish, and I feel like I should start.
I never blow dry my hair.
Yeah, you're good with that. Keep a diary. That is one thing I do. Occasionally, I'll just write some notes down about my life, and I love looking back on them, so I agree with that piece of advice. Learn to dress yourself. That's an important one because, you know, everyone has a certain body type, and there are clothing items to fit that body type. And you just have to know which one to buy, you know, to make yourself look the best you can. I mean, I even do this sometimes, but, you know, sometimes you just buy and wear items that don't look good on you, make you look bigger than you are, or don't show off your curves. So, and actually, as I've gotten older, I'm able to look at certain items and be like, I just know that it's not going to work on me. And it's fine. Even though it might look great on someone else and you're jealous of them. Okay, why do I keep using the word jealous tonight?
Yeah, you said it for everything that you've brought up so far.
Okay, that is a sin in my religion.
Oh, God.
Okay, have you heard of the new Netflix show coming out April 28th? Well, it's a series.
I can't keep up with Netflix.
Dear White People?
No, but, like, they're literally releasing a new TV show every week.
I know, but they've been really good.
It's crazy.
One Netflix series that I will recommend to everyone is The Crown.
Okay, I heard that, too.
Oh, my goodness.
What is it? It's about what?
Okay, well, I, first of all, love royalty. So anything it's with royalty. It's about
Queen Elizabeth, right?
It's about Queen Elizabeth and her rise to becoming a princess and all the difficulties and challenges and that came with it, and basically it just follows her life. So the first season just ended. It ended pretty dramatically, and I cannot wait for the next one to come out. It's beautifully done, and it's there's definitely a lot of royalty drama that I didn't know about. So in a way, you know, I'm sure they obviously overemphasize a lot of it, but I've also learned a lot about the royal family from it, and I really enjoy it.
Yeah. Wow, I have to look into that show. But currently watching One Tree Hill.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Plus, The Bachelor's on, so once I finish that, I'll be able to focus.
The Bachelor is one of our favorites. We all watch it with our sorority. It's obviously junk.
Six girls left. It's on tomorrow night. They'll probably get, what, rid of two tomorrow?
Yeah, probably.
Probably one during the rose ceremony, one during the actual episode. Because once it gets down to four, yeah, that's hometown, so it's probably next week.
Oh, my goodness. Right? I know. Well, one of the biggest characters right now on that is Corinne.
She's out, I think, this week.
Really?
There's no way she's making it to hometown. Oh, hometowns. My God.
So, basically, Corinne is the blonde, pretty crazy, out there girl. And every week, she's been creating a new meme by what she says.
So funny.
She was actually also on the Ellen show.
Was she really?
Yep.
When? Recently?
Like, last week or 2 weeks ago.
Oh my gosh, I have to watch that. Yeah. That's so funny.
But, okay, so this Dear White People is a series coming out. And basically, it's based off of a movie also called Dear White People that came out in 2014. And a trailer came out that basically politely asked white people, actually, it's a girl going to college, and she asked on a radio show, which reminded me of us, to stop using blackface as part of their Halloween costumes. And since then, this has created lots of controversy, and people have called it, the show, anti-white and racist.
Oh, wow.
A lot of people have deleted, I don't know how many is a lot of people, but many people have gone on their Twitter accounts and tweeted that they have deleted their Netflix accounts because of the show, including Shia LaBeouf, the actor. And on the YouTube channel of the trailer, well, the YouTube video of the trailer, it has 4,000 likes and 91,000 dislikes.
Wow.
Which is pretty crazy. But of course, other people have gone on Twitter and said the reason, like, hold on, let me get this up, sorry. Hey, #NoNetflix, that's the trend going on right now, people. Tell me on this # anatomically correct picture where Netflix hurt you with Dear White People, and it's a picture of Snowflake. People are calling white people snowflakes, you know, very sensitive. And other people are saying people protesting Dear White People are the reason there is a movie and TV series called Dear White People. Interestingly enough, the maker of this series also tweeted, though, F white people.
Is it a boy, girl, African American?
I don't know, to be honest. His name's Jack Moore. And let's... he is white.
Wow.
So it's very interesting, and it's all going down, but, you know, Netflix is losing subscriptions to the show. I don't know if I'm being naive, but I've never really seen a lot of people wearing blackface for Halloween costumes.
I don't think I've ever seen someone do that.
I know of one. It was Julianne Hough, and she was, for Halloween, she dressed up as one of the African Americans on the show Orange is the New Black, and she did put blackface on. And as a celebrity, I don't understand how you, A, do that, and nobody tells you, like, oh, this is going to create controversy. You know, like, obviously, blackface is a very sensitive topic, and I completely understand that. So I don't see how a celebrity could do that, but I, at the same rate, I don't know many people who do that in the first place.
Agreed.
Maybe I live in a bubble, though. So, have you seen the commercial for Huggies?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. So, Huggies created the smallest diaper ever to help the tiniest preemies. So, they made little diapers for preemies because they hadn't existed until now, and it's a good fit for babies, and it still protects their fragile skin. And so every cute. Single diaper is actually like hand checked, is that a good? By someone to make sure it is all right. And I think it is great. And I definitely think
such a smart idea.
Yeah, it's such a smart idea. And it's in hospitals everywhere. And I think that really helps their brand.
No, for sure. I feel like Huggies and Pampers always go against each other.
Yeah. True. I like the idea of Huggies better. Their commercials are just so good about how every hug counts and we want to make, like, you know.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, so last story that we're going to be able to go over tonight, because we both have a meeting to attend, unfortunately. This has also been all over Facebook, is San Francisco is now offering free community college. So they're doing this through their tax system.
Wow.
And basically, for houses that sold for more than $5 million, there's a property tax on. The tax starts at 2.25% and goes up to 3% for properties worth at least $25 million. And it's expected to bring in an average of $45 million a year, which will go towards, partly at least, go towards providing free college for people who have lived in San Francisco for at least a year. And the school has a capacity for 85,000 students. So 85,000 students will be able to go to college for free. And I think that is pretty crazy.
That's awesome.
And it's very lenient, honestly. You can take one class there. You don't even have to be a full-time student, and you get to go for free. For people who have an income of less than $17,000 a year or $37,000 for a family of four, they are eligible for getting $500 a year for full-time students, or part-time students will get $200 a year to go towards their books. And
that's really great.
I think it's really great, and it's such a movement. And they did this because the city has the fastest growing income gap.
Wow.
Than any city across the nation. So they hope that providing free college to people will help close that income gap, and I'm sure it will. You know, being educated is so important, and we are so lucky to be able to go here.
Yep.
Thanks, parents. And that's all the time we have for tonight. Thank you guys so much for listening in.
Sorry to cut it short, but we have this meeting that we've been preparing for literally the past 2 weeks. So, So we'll talk to you guys next week, and thank you so much for listening. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Aiden Trevison.
And I'm Hannah Darty.
And you just listened to You've Got Issues. Thanks, everyone.
Night.